Hello, photography lovers, and welcome to another episode of the Fashion Photography Podcast, the one and only place you can find everything you want and everything you need to know about your fashion photography business. My name is Virginia. I'm the host of this podcast, and the gorgeous George is the producer of this show. Today, we'll be talking about the things that you have to do after you receive a no from a client. I guess we've all been there to this awesome moment that a client is ready to book us for an awesome job that we really like and we definitely deserve, but at the very last moment, we receive this email or this awful call, and they're telling us that, unfortunately, they won't be able to continue this project with us. So there are several things that you have to do in a situation like this. First off, don't freak out. And I'm serious about that. Don't freak out because this is not the last client on earth. There are a million other amazing projects that are waiting for you to be assigned to. And maybe one of them is even waiting for you right now. But in order to book it, you need to follow our tips today. So what you have to do in a case like this is to find out why. It's a really big question that we definitely have to ask our clients. So whenever someone turns down your offer, you need to know why. Yes, it can be a personal decision and it can be something that has nothing to do with you in particular. But if there is a factor that is repeating between all of your clients, maybe you should switch something up. Let me tell you right now, it's probably going to be the price if it's too high. And by this, I don't mean that you have to lower your price. If you have calculated everything that you have to put into this job and this is the right price for you, I'll never be the person to tell you to lower your price. I deeply believe that you deserve something decent for what you're doing. However, you might not be good enough at explaining to your client why this costs so much. And before you get to the idea that you have to explain all of your costs, let me tell you, no, this is a wrong strategy. You just have to explain to your client why they need you. You have to give them the value of your work. You have to introduce them to why you are the perfect person for this job, regardless of the price. So this is not something easy to do, and I would love to discuss more about it with you. But in order to do that, you have to give me a sign whether this is an interesting topic for you. You can just go to photographypodcast.net and send me an email from there and tell me whether you would like us to continue with this topic of money and how to explain to your client your value. So if you want this or another topic to be here on the Friday podcast, all you have to do is to go to photographypodcast.net and send us an email there. But let's not forget today's topic, because today we're talking about the things that you have to do once you've been rejected by a client. And another reason for them to decide to work with someone else is maybe because you don't have enough experience. You definitely know how to fix that, right? Lots of tests. You hear it all the time in the podcast. You hear it from me like 1,000 times, and you hear it from all of our guests. They're all testing all the time, because if you're only waiting for clients in order to exercise your photography, you will have to wait for quite a while, because all of the clients are looking for experienced photographers, or at least the clients that are ready to pay you. So to become part of this list of experienced photographers, you have to practice. We've done so many podcasts on this topic, and you can all find them on the podcast website, photographypodcast.net, or of course on your podcasting app. And by the way, if you're listening to us through a podcasting app, now is the moment to subscribe to our show, because this is the way you'll receive all of our episodes right away. And to make sure that your clients will subscribe to your photography the next time, you have to understand them. As I was telling just the other day to a person that I was mentoring, you have to ask them. You cannot just come up with their reason, you know, because we get wild with our imagination. We're creators, right? So We have to ask the right people. And who are the right people in this case? Well, definitely the people that have turned our offers. You can do just a basic research and you can go through different clients that you had negotiations with and that eventually said no to your offers. You can reach out to them even today, even if they were clients 3 years ago. You can shoot them an email or give them a call. And there is a great side to that because first off, you're going to find out the reason why they turned down your offer. But secondly, maybe they weren't ready for you back then, but they might be ready today. So you will remind them about yourself. And this way, you've used just one bullet and now you've got two rabbits. And I'm not encouraging you to kill rabbits or any other type of animal or living being, but I think you get my point here. Once you understand what your client's problem with you is, you'll be able to fix it because everything is fixable, but you need to know what the problem is. A pro tip here, if a client has said no to one of your projects, what I would do right away is to complete a project similar to this one in another way. Even if I do it just for myself, for my social media, or just for having the experience of doing a project like that. So for example, if a nail polish company, let's say, approaches me as their photographer and they finally make the decision not to work with me, I will make sure that at the end of the next month, I will have a project connected to nails because it will give you the experience for the next time. And honestly, it's going to remind to your clients why you're so good once they see the final result. If your project looks better than theirs, it means that the next time they need a photographer, they'll call you and they will know that you are the perfect fit for them. Because you've created something amazing and this is exactly what they're looking for today. Don't forget that even if you lose a client today, it doesn't mean that this client is lost forever. It only means that it didn't work this time. But if you do your homework, you'll guarantee yourself not just this time, but several future projects to work on together. Don't forget that. And tell me in our Facebook group, do you know the reason why your potential clients are closing the door on you? I want to see your stories and I want to think along with you on the possible decisions there. So don't be shy and post in the Facebook group called Fashion Photography Lovers. I cannot wait to see your experience and discuss it along with you so that we can make sure that the next client that knocks on your door is waiting for you to sign their contract. Thank you guys so much for being with us today. I hope that I was able to motivate you after this conversation today. And I really want to see you in our Facebook group. Again, Fashion Photography Lovers, don't hesitate to join in. Have a great weekend, guys. And I'll see you again on Wednesday with a brand new guest.